T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Marks and Reese. It's a football Friday, and it's a Friday, even though the weather's terrible outside. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese, Ike, we made it. And before I say anything else, a very happy birthday to a voice on WIP that is so important to everybody here, a leader here at WIP, a great dad, a great man, Mr. Ike Reese.
Wow.
Hi, Ike.
Wow. Did not see that one coming. What's up, Johnny Marks?
Happy birthday.
Thank you, brother.
The
I
dancer will
that.
Be here at about
Tom Brady looked
three,
off Ike Reese in
Jack,
the middle of the
315,
field.
3:30, what was it? Yeah. Socially distance, of course.
Of course.
I'll take that. Right, listen, right out there in the little lobby area right there. I'll stay in here.
Yeah, if they have drive-through of dancers, then why not? Ike.
Thank you, Robert.
Listening to the morning show this morning, seeing their Twitter poll, same thing with middays and everybody else, it seems like that, I don't know, three-quarters of the people don't give the Eagles much of a chance to win or don't think the Eagles are going to win on Sunday. You know, and I don't feel bad about the game on Sunday. I'm not going to be picking the Eagles to win. I think it's a one-score game, and they're going to be respectable. But I guess the question is, why out there – I understand why you would be kind of pessimistic about the Eagles winning based on the Ravens and what the Eagles have been so far this year, but is it more about the Ravens are really good and they should just beat the Eagles because they're a better team, or is it about the Eagles just aren't very good? Like, what is it about more for people out there? Now, if I asked you that question, what would you say about Sunday's game?
Well, I actually think the Eagles are going to win Sunday.
You think they're going to win?
I do. I think they're going to win Sunday, not because they are a better team than the Ravens. I think we all know that the Ravens are the better team on paper and overall, and probably going forward, they most certainly probably will be the better team of these two. But there is something about catching a team at the right time and, you know, you're playing at home and it's going to be fans in the stands for the first time. You know, Baltimore, even though they won that game last week, from an offensive standpoint, they weren't necessarily clicking on all cylinders. And Lamar doesn't seem to be playing at that MVP level he was playing at last year. Doesn't mean he can't still beat you. Doesn't mean he can't mess around and have his best game Sunday against this Eagles defense. I think Sunday was the best game for Big Ben so far this year. Big Ben hadn't had those type of numbers until he saw the Eagles defense Sunday. So don't get me wrong. You know, Lamar, if the Eagles don't come in here and do the things that I think they're going to do and do it well, yeah, this thing can get ugly. Baltimore, Lamar could be running up and down the field. Mark Ingram running up and down the field. Hollywood Brown catching balls everywhere. Like, that certainly can happen. I think the Eagles win this game Sunday just because this is a good spot for the Eagles. Coming off of that game last week, they've been on the road for 2 weeks in a row. They've really played two solid football games. Not great football games or anything of that nature, but just two solid football games where I think getting back home and being in front of some fans for the first time, I think that gives the Eagles enough to squeak by this Ravens team by 3 or 4 points Sunday.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I actually think that it's going to be, like I said, a one-score game. And I agree with everything you said right there. I think the Eagles actually aren't that bad of a team. Last couple weeks, Listen, it's a different team than the first 3 weeks of the season. I think they finally still have it together. So while I'm not picking a win this week, I do think that the Ravens are just good. Like, the Ravens are one of the better teams in football. Like, you know, Lamar Jackson, although he hasn't played great this year, still is a dynamic weapon. I just think the Ravens are going to have a little bit too much for the Eagles, and we may be having another moral victory Monday on Monday. Jack Fritz, do you think the Eagles are going to win on Sunday?
No.
And is it because the Eagles just aren't a very good team, or is it because the Ravens are
I just think the Ravens are loaded. I mean, when you look at DVOA, I mean, the Eagles are 30th, the Ravens are 1.
Look at what?
Mike was just looking at DVOA not
look
long
what?
Ago.
DVOA is an objective look at all the teams, you know, using stats, analytics, and they back it all up.
It's like war. It's like war.
Oh, no wonder I don't want to hear about it. Yeah, no wonder, yeah.
It does a really good job evaluating team performance.
Never even heard of it.
So what does DVOA say, Jack?
It says the Eagles are the 30th best team in the NFL, and the Ravens are the best team in the NFL.
So when
you combine the Ravens defense, how ferocious they are. I mean, Matt Pryor is out this game, which could be massive.
Yeah, but at the same time, you're saying that the Eagles aren't very good.
That could be a massive help.
Do you agree with the DVOA that the Eagles are 30th?
No, I think they've started to show some signs of life. So I'd say it's more about the Ravens being really good. Like, I think the Ravens are good. I think Lamar Jackson's good. I'm terrified as to what Mark Andrews is going to do this defense. And I think the Ravens defense is just too good. I mean, like, the first 1-20 might win this game.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
I think the Ravens will get
that. Because I actually have the score in that area.
Mm, yeah. Well, I mean, I have it in the 20s as well. I just
22-18, is that your final score?
I can't give the official prediction yet. That comes later in the show.
Sorry.
All right, but I do believe it's a one-score game, and I will take the Eagles plus 7.5. But I think it's a close game, and I actually think the Eagles can be a good team this year, and they're building on what they have right now. So why don't people think that the Eagles can win on Sunday? Really, what we're asking is, what do you think of the Eagles right now heading into this game? Mm-hmm. And you have the very negative people out there that are saying, like, oh, well, they just suck. Howie Roseman can't bring in talent.
Doug Peterson's
not a good whatever. Yeah. And, you know, the players just aren't good enough. And you have people that kind of are looking at this and saying, all right, well, we're probably better than our record shows right now.
Yeah, and I think the Eagles' defense will bounce back from what happened last week, right? The Ravens pose a different threat from the passing game. You obviously got to worry about Mark Andrews. And then you just don't let Hollywood Brown beat you over the top. But you want them to throw the ball. I mean, listen, Cincinnati got them to throw the ball 37 times in a blowout. So that lets you know that the offense wasn't the one that was really leading that blowout last week. Because Lamar Jackson shouldn't throw the ball 37 times, 38 times.
Ideally, no. If he does, you're behind in the game.
Yes.
And they weren't.
And that's the other thing, John. Get out to an early lead. If you get out to an early lead, it forces Baltimore to get out of their comfort zone. This team likes to play with the lead so they can keep pounding you, keep running that ball at you. But if they get behind, they are. I don't think they won a game where they've trailed.
Think about it. If they're up, then it makes you, especially with Doug, predictable that you're going to throw the ball all the time, and then they just pin their ears back and they go after you.
Yes, and you play right into the hands of their defense, and that's what you don't want to do. Got to take care of that football this week. Carson has to be extra aware of his surroundings when he's in the pocket. They like to strip the quarterback. They like to, you know, they'd rather go for the strip than the actual hit on the quarterback. What you should be teaching
they'll
your
look for the strip
players.
First.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. They want to get that ball. They're not worried about necessarily hitting the quarterback. They want the ball. So, Carson, when you're in the pocket, protect the football.
Yep.
Protect the football.
Yeah, it's not going to be you getting sacked by the Eagles where they're just trying to get you down.
Right. No, right. Right. Yeah, they actually go after the ball.
215-592-9494. It is not only a football Friday, it is Mr. Ike Reese's birthday. Nah. Call and say hello, but all hands are on deck for this football Friday.
Yeah, please do not call with birthday wishes.
And you can even sing happy birthday if you like, if you're a good singer. 215-592-9494. It's football Friday. Where are you with this team right now? Do you actually think they win on Sunday? If you don't, why? Is it an indication of the team not being good, or is it just that the Ravens are one of the better teams in the NFL?
I would welcome being serenaded with the happy birthday Marilyn Monroe edition to the president.
Can Jack sing it like that?
No, I don't want him to sing it like that, no.
You don't think so?
Can we get – who would be the most famous female caller of the show?
I'll call Renee. She'll sing it.
She won't say.
215-592-9494. All hands on deck football Friday.
Oh, man. Come on, people.
By the way.
It's not going to be that bad Sunday.
John Harbaugh's coming up at 4 o'clock. The Ravens head coach, your former coach.
Harbs!
He recruited you to try to go to the University of Cincinnati. You turned your back on him then, but he didn't turn his back on you later, Ike.
He did not.
215-592-9494.
Oh, my God.
It's Marks and Reese. We start with you on the phones. Coming up right after this, what is it about the Eagles that you're not picking them to win this week? Is it them or is it the Ravens? We start with you after this. Don't go anywhere.
Well, you just told me I had that. My bad. Turner and FanDuel just announced an exciting multi-year partnership for the NBA on TNT that will merge sports betting and live sports to push the basketball watching experience to the next level. Now, for pro football sports betting on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, you can play the same game parlays. Now, this is where you'll get a chance to combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. This way, the payouts are even bigger when you win. FanDuel will refund the first same game parlay you lose on any pro football game each week up to $10. Now, that means if you can bet a different parlay risk-free every week, you need to do that all season long. I got another game for you today. Talked about Green Bay, Tampa Bay, but here's another one of my picks. How about Chicago and Carolina taking on the Panthers? Now, Chicago is a 1.5-point underdog in this game, and that's why I like the home team. Carolina surprising a lot of people down there. That coach, he can really coach a good football team. So give me Carolina -1.5, and then if you want to add something to that, the over-under is 43.5. I take the over in that game. And then the quarterback for the Bears, his passing yards, over-under 246.5. What do you think? Over-under 246.5. I'd say over. I'd take the over on that. Now, if you like those picks, go ahead and bet them. You'll get $10 back if you don't win. Now, there is one catch. FanDuel is the only sportsbook app that has same-game parlay bets. So if you don't already have a FanDuel account, just use promo code Ike when you sign up so they know that I sent you. Again, that's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Ike.
Yeah, see, this doesn't get me pumped up. I don't like this one. Is Ian Eagle on the call this weekend, Jack?
It is Ian Eagle, yeah.
Oh, we're back on CBS again?
Yeah.
I hate CBS games.
Yeah. Can't do NFC on CBS.
No. And we know before people are like, his name's Ian Eagle. We know that, but it's ridiculous he calls his name Ian. It's Ian, so we're going to call him Ian Eagle.
It's spelled Ian.
Ian.
I've seen that name Ian my whole life. I'm not calling him Ian.
Right. I'm out. I can't stand him. He's such a bore. Ian Eagle.
I'm trying to think. Like, so you think he probably changed it, right?
Yes.
Ian, so it could be different.
Ian Eagle, even though it kind of rolls off the tongue better, it's like Ian Eagle.
Right.
Ian, he's like, oh, I'm Ian Eagle. I'm not Ian Eagle. I'm Ian Eagle.
Right.
Right? The only other Ian I would know is Ian Ziering of Beverly Hills 90210, the actor.
Ah, yes. Yes, I do know who you're talking
about. And, like, look at him. So it's like, yeah, it makes sense, these two Ians, but he's Ian Eagle. He'll be on the call with Charles Davis. But what do you—
Oh, I like Charles Davis.
Yeah, he's— Well, you know what? I did like him until he started, like, he's kind of clueless in these games, right?
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't watch as much of the league as you do on Sunday afternoons.
Well, I don't either now. I can't doing post game. It's tough to watch Red Zone. But come bye week, Jack, you'd be damn sure I'm going to be glued to Red Zone. All right, our Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers, if you're going to get engaged, that is the place to go. They have a 25,000 square foot showroom, marks-jewelers.com. That would be their web address to go to. So Jack asked the question, and Jack and I both, we actually agree that this is a good team. It's just that they're not going to have enough. Does your reluctance to believe the Eagles can win this weekend have more to do with this Eagles team or the Ravens are just too good? Or you think the Eagles are going to win? I'm going to vote right now. Ravens too good. All right. 36% Ravens too good. And this Eagles team, 45%. So people don't have confidence at all in this team, Mike.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at that. That's kind of the feeling that we've been getting all week.
Yeah.
You know, when you're facing an opponent like the Ravens, you want to be juiced up for the game. But I understand. You know, listen, the team, offensively at least, they gave you a little spark last week, so they gave us a little reason to have some hope that you can at least field a team that won't get embarrassed by the upper echelon opponent. So, mm-hmm. so you know, you go out there against Pittsburgh on the road and you put up a good fight. I think fans believe that could happen Sunday, but the difference is that people know the identity and the reputation of the Baltimore Ravens.
Right.
And when it's bully ball, take the ball away from you, rough you up, and you look at your own team and you're like, man, we ain't ready for this fight. But I think we are. I think we are. Well, I'm telling you, I think we're ready for this fight. And it won't be pretty, and I don't – some of it will require the Ravens not being at their best.
Sure.
Right? Like, I don't think if the Ravens are playing their A game – I don't think the Eagles have enough to beat them.
That's the story of the NFL. You come off a relatively easy, dominant win over Cincinnati, division game, even though it's Cincinnati. Now you come
You're looking
home.
At the Eagles.
Yes. That's
not an opponent you're going to get up for. You think you're going to walk in here and get the win.
That's an opponent the Eagles should be getting up for.
And that's why I think this is a good scenario for the Eagles. This is, and we talked about the Ravens having to play the Steelers next week.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a divisional opponent next week, you know. Part of this is the Ravens overlooking.
Look ahead, yeah.
The Eagles.
Yep.
Well, that's why you guys need to throw Harbaugh off his game when he later in the show.
Yeah. We got to go straight compliments.
Oh,
you guys
are
roll
great.
Us. Man. Game's not even going to be close on Sunday.
It's tough not to compliment John
Harbaugh.
Yeah,
don't give him anything to fire up the squad down there.
Don't tell him the parade route like they told Belichick in 2004. Yeah.
Don't do bulletin board material for him down there. Could you imagine if we did that? 215-592-9494. What is your reluctance? Is it the Ravens are just good, or is this Eagles team isn't very good? Let's start with George in North Wilmington, Delaware. George, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Good, guys. Happy birthday, Mr. Reese.
Oh, appreciate that, Georgie.
Time goes by really fast. Enjoy it while you can.
Ike doesn't have a whole lot of time left, being he's getting up there in age. So enjoy it, Ike.
I am.
So what I wanted to say is that I think if the Eagles can get a good time of possession out of this game, balance the run and the pass a little bit better than they have, get more offensive plays than some of the other weeks that I've been watching.
Win the turnover battle, good on third down. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the whole thing, they got to take advantage. I was listening earlier, and somebody mentioned that they have two tight ends and a fullback on the Ravens, and they even use one of the tight ends as a second fullback. So they're going to see a whole lot of different formations. And, you know, I don't know how many defensive backs they're going to put in the game for the Eagles because of our linebacker situation. But I think it's a valiant effort, but I think they fall short.
Mm. And it's just because the Ravens are just a better team?
Well,
it's not about the Eagles? Or
no, I don't think it's as much about the Eagles as it is that the talent is a little bit better on the Ravens side. And, you know, I just don't want to see that Hollywood guy run a jet sweep. You know, the third
you know that's going to happen. Yeah, that's definitely going to happen.
Yeah, what's
you know what I mean?
What's thanks, George. What's the bet on that they run a jet sweep to Hollywood Brown? Pretty good, right? You would figure that's the favorite.
Or Devin Duvernay.
Yeah. And he's had some success and some
yes,
big
sir.
Plays down there. He's a good player.
Yes, sir.
He really is. That was a good draft pick. And, you know, they, like you said, you get the lead early. Now you take them off of their game plan, which is, you know,
they
let Lamar
run.
Make plays and run the ball. I mean,
they have three
running backs they run the ball with.
Yep.
Let's go to Ron in Washington Township, New Jersey. Ron, go ahead. How are you?
I can't complain. Hey, happy birthday, Ike. Get a sip of that Ike juice for me this weekend.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
He must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike
juice. You know, one of the things that I just want to say is that, you know, when I look at the Eagles, I feel like that they can play with anybody if they score. I think the biggest issue for me is what the defense is going to do. You know, you see inconsistencies at the linebacker position. They don't tackle well. They don't cover. They don't pursue well. And so it just makes me throw up my hands and just not know which one is gonna show up on Sunday.
Yeah, well, listen, they're gonna have to tackle well Sunday. When you look at this Raven offense, Lamar's run the ball 40 plus times, Ingram's run the ball 40 plus times, Gus Edwards has 34 rushes, and then you got the rookie J.K. Dobbins. You know, he it's hard for him to find carries in there, but he's got 16 carries. He's averaging almost 8 yards a carry. You got to tackle.
Let me ask you something. The defense is designed for the line to get up the field and the linebackers to come up and make the stop. Why is it seems like there's such a gap between like where the linebackers are and where the defensive line? You guys have a great weekend.
Okay, Ron.
Listen, thanks, Ron.
Listen, it's no secret. Our linebackers are just subpar. I mean, that's just what it is.
Subpar, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's being kind. what I'm saying is everybody knows what the linebackers
are. Yeah, I mean, they haven't drafted a high line, you know, the high round pick in the linebacker. Nate Jerry is a fourth or fifth round pick.
Or six?
Fifth round pick, something like that.
Yeah, he's a later round pick for sure.
So, and that's your best linebacker. So, and we know that he is limited in things that he can do out there. I don't know how they're going to slow down Mark Andrews. I have no idea. As far as the tackling, as far as the running game, now they usually play the run well. They played the run well last week versus Pittsburgh, with the exception of the end around, the wide receiver run. But James Conner didn't have a big day running the football. And Benny Snell didn't have a big day running the football. So, you know, Baltimore, it's a different style of running game that you have to prepare for. There's a lot of read option in there, quarterback keeping the ball, fullback dives, all that type of stuff. Man, you're almost going to have to play this game like you're playing 9-on-7. And that's a run drill that takes place in practice where the defense has just their front seven and the offense usually has a 9-man personnel package over there.
So no wide receivers.
No wide receivers, right. And we have no secondary.
Okay.
Right? So, and it's a drill where you know nobody's supposed to be throwing the ball. It's nothing but running. So you know you're going to have to get downhill, get off of blocks, you know, use your hands. And Mark Ingram is a tough runner.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to wrap him up. Gus Edwards is an underrated tough runner. J.K. Dobbins is a guy they'll also throw the ball to out of the backfield. Like, you got to be on your they need to have studied up this week, because that's really what it's going to boil down to, assignment football. They usually hurt you when one guy is supposed to be taking the dive and the other guy is supposed to be taking the quarterback, and you get two guys doing the wrong thing. Lamar Jackson's out the gate for a 40-yard run, or Mark Ingram hits you up the gut for a 30-yard run because you're too worried about Lamar Jackson running the football. That's how they get you. That's how Baltimore gets you. And the passing Baltimore does usually comes when you least expect it.
It comes off of the run.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's coming off that run.
Let's go to Matt in Bucks County. Matt, how are you? What's up?
How are you? Happy birthday, Ike.
What's up, Matt? Thank you, brother.
Yeah, I think the Birds are going to lose by 3. I think if they play good defense, maybe they win, but I just see it now. But I think we win next week against the Giants, and we start like this winning train.
Next week against the Giants. But, you know, I mean, is it just the Ravens are too good?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, Lamar Jackson, defense is great. It's just, yeah.
All right, Matt. Appreciate it.
He wasn't too
already looking ahead to the Giants next week, Ike. as I am not, but could be third quarter, I'm looking ahead to the Giants, looking to see what the Cowboys are doing. Right? Like, even if they were to lose this week, right? And I know that you look at you're like, all right, they're 1-4-1, their season's over. Like, I saw somebody comment on Twitter on something I was looking at. It said, season's over. Well, unfortunately, the season's not over.
No.
Right? Like, it's they're only half game out right now.
Yeah, it ain't nowhere yet. If Dallas wins.
What?
If Arizona wins Sunday, now Dallas is what, 2-4?
2-4, and you're still a half game out.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Let's go to Rasheem, North Philly. Rasheem, how are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, buddy.
What's up, Ra?
Happy birthday, Ike, man. I appreciate everything you do for the culture, man. And I just want to say happy birthday.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. And I swear, man, we better fold Mark Ingram, because if he forgot all that smack talking he was doing when he was with the Saints. Listen, I'm at the point in time, I don't even care if we win or lose. Like, Mark Ingram made me so mad the last time we played him, like with the back and forth talking. Like, fold him. Please.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was him and Alvin Kamara.
See, Alvin Kamara, you know, he was a rookie. He was young, so he was just following the lead of Mark Ingram. Mark Ingram was the instigator. Yeah. He was over there yapping and everything, but listen, I just want to keep that same energy when he's coming to Lincoln Financial Field. I definitely think the Eagles are going to win because you can't – besides Calais Campbell, who are their elite pass rushers? Because I can't even name them.
No, they don't have the names like they used to have, but you know how they play, Rasheem. They play as a unit.
Absolutely.
They play as a good unit. Derek Wolfe is a decent player.
Come on. Yeah. Come on, Derek Wolfe, 34 years old. You want to get Calais Campbell, who's 34 years old. We love to harp on how our old players, but they're old across the board on defense.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Producing.
Through 5 weeks, they are the number one defense in the league. So somehow
– they have the number one tandem corners in the world with Marlon Humphrey and Marcus Peters. At that point in time, I don't care what type of pass rush you have, but at the end of the day, I definitely think the Eagles are going to win. And like I said before, as long as you forward Mark Ingram, I'm happy.
There we go.
All right.
Take that.
We got some confidence.
Listen, they give up 15 points a game. That's number one in the league.
Yep.
So, I mean, they don't have the flashy names over there that we're used to seeing. Terrell Suggs and who was the other linebacker before they drafted Patrick Queen? He left. Mosley. C.J. Mosley. And, you know, they don't have those guys over there, those household names, but he's right about the corners.
At Hightower for a while. Is that the right?
Oh, they had a linebacker Hightower?
I think so, right? No?
No, you're thinking of the Patriots, right?
But I thought they signed him free agent from free agency. Anyway, they bring guys.
They still got the number one defense in the league. That's what they have.
Yes, they. you know what? Like, the Ravens are what they've been for 20 years, except now they have a quarterback that's capable of changing the game. They still have they have defense. They have rush. They're tough players, right? You know, and you can run the football. They always have running backs. They have three running backs that can run the football right now. They're a good team. They are
4-1.
Yep. Let's go to Justin in Tennessee. Justin, what's happening, feller?
What's happening, fellers? And a happy, happy birthday to Ike. Ike, Jack told me you were 50 this year. That doesn't seem right.
You don't listen to him, man.
I didn't think you were that much older than me.
Yeah, don't listen to him, man.
I don't think he's quite 50 yet.
No. I'm thinking, what are you, like 45, 46?
Yeah, somewhere around there. I'll take that. I'll take that. Yeah, Jack has gotten away with a lot this week.
That's what I told him, man. I told him, I said, man, you better take it easy. He's going to get that neck roll out on you.
What's up, brother? What you thinking about Sunday?
Well, first off, I was listening earlier this week when what's his name? Candy in Deptford or Randy in Deptford?
Andy in Deptford.
Giving me crap about being in the league when, I mean, it's obvious that me and Black Gritty were voted in by the fans.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you have to be likable to get in the league, obviously.
Also, another good point. Oh, yes, you have a very high Q rating with the listeners of the Marks and Reese show, Justin, for sure. Everybody loves you.
I mean, you have to be relatable to the public. Everybody has to like you and enjoy your calls. But
yeah, people call in doing their Justin, right? They're going, hey, what's happening, fellas? No one does that with Andy, right?
Yeah, what's good, Marks? What's good, Reese? Is that good enough? Anyway, let's get to some birds. I don't think they win this week, but I do think they show up. I think they fight, and I do think they cover. I think it's close, but I just think our defense is just so lacking right now in the secondary and at linebacker. It's just going to be tough. I think the Ravens win, but it's close. I think it's 3 points, something like that.
Moral victory Monday again, Justin.
Moral victory Monday.
unfortunately. But anyway, I'm gonna get off. I'm going to keep listening. All right, you have a happy birthday weekend. Boys, I love you. Mean it. Y'all have a good day.
All right, there he is. Justin. Do the Vols have a game this weekend? They have a big game this weekend?
Probably so.
I know Georgia-Bama is the game that everybody's looking forward to without Nick Saban, unless he somehow ends up on the sideline, which wouldn't
Would not surprise me whatsoever.
Yeah. What's he going to do with that one coach too, where he calls it from the hospital bed?
Yeah.
Well, remember, he just got his hip replaced, and you're supposed to be out for like at least a couple weeks with the hip replacement. He was in the office the next day.
Saban got it, had a hip replacement.
Yeah, he did. Was it a hip or a knee replacement? It was one of the two. Normally you're supposed to be
on bed rest or something.
You're not supposed to be going into work. That's right. And he wouldn't use the walker.
Believe me, wifey don't want him at home. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Get out.
Oh yeah. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. It's a football Friday. It's Ike's birthday. Ike believes that the Eagles are winning on Sunday.
And I haven't had any Ike juice today.
No, and like listen, I can tell when you're giving the all right, let's go, right. Eagles. We're going to win this one. And when you're giving this is a week-to-week league.
Yes.
They're catching the Ravens at the right time.
Yes.
Got to win the battle of the trenches.
I mean, third down, turnover battle.
Got to be +2 in turnovers.
Hey, I was bringing that up a little bit later, yes.
All those things will work, Jack.
That's key.
You are right.
That's key.
Continue that conversation. Also, today at his press conference, you wrote that Ike gave updates on Alshon and Deshaun.
Oops.
Doug Peterson gave up-downs on Alshon and Deshaun, and it sounds like Deshaun could be getting close.
Okay.
Will he play? It is a good idea for Doug to play Deshaun this week. We will talk about it coming up next. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, let's talk about Miller Lite for a second. It's weekend time, so it should be Miller Lite time for you. And if you want to get ready for Sunday's game, go to Spaz Beverage in Westchester, right off of Westchester Pike. Spaz Beverage is your Miller Lite game day headquarters with Miller Lite Eagles 30-pack cans and 24-pack bottles. And you can register to win a virtual game watch experience where you and a few friends can watch a game with former Eagle Brent Celek. It's catered by Chickies and Pete's, and there's a lot more. So register at 94WIP.com/MillerLite and get ready for this weekend's games at Spaz Beverage. It's Miller time, Philly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.